This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. By the narrowest of margins, the U.S. Senate approved a massive COVID relief bill, edging President Joe Biden closer to a significant political victory. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The American Rescue Plan will go down as one of the most sweeping federal recovery efforts in history.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer hailed the bill, but Republican Leader Mitch McConnell panned it.
The Senate has never spent $2 trillion in a more haphazard way or through a less rigorous process.
The yeas are 50.
But it did pass.
The nays are 49. The bill as amended is passed.
And President Biden says it's what the country needs.
This plan puts us on a path to beating the virus. This plan gives those families who are struggling the most the help and the breathing room they need to get through this moment. This plan gives small businesses in this country a fighting chance to survive.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pope Francis and Iraq's top Shiite cleric delivered a powerful message of peaceful coexistence Saturday. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani says religious authorities have a role in protecting Iraq's Christians. The Vatican says Pope Francis thanked al-Sistani for having raised his voice. The 90-year-old cleric is one of the most powerful leaders in Shiite Islam. His rare but powerful political interventions have helped shape present-day Iraq. His opinions are sought by Shiites worldwide. The historic meeting in al-Sistani's humble home was months in the making, with every detail negotiated between the Ayatollah's office and the Vatican. I'm Sarah Bassett.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Myanmar security forces fired gunshots as they carried out overnight raids in the main city of Yangon after earlier breaking up the latest protests against last month's coup with tear gas and stun grenades. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
In Yangon, the main city, local media reported security forces used tear gas and stun grenades. Just hours after a United Nations special envoy called on the Security Council to take action against the ruling junta for the killings of protesters. More than 50 protesters have been killed since the coup on February 1st, according to the UN. On Friday night, authorities disturbed the grave of a 19-year-old woman who became an icon of the protest movement after she was shot dead wearing a T-shirt that read, "Everything will be okay." According to a witness, the body of Kyle Sin, widely known as Angel, was removed on Friday, examined and returned before the tomb was resealed in the city of Mandalay. A military spokesman did not answer calls seeking comment.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Thousands of Indian farmers have blocked a massive expressway on the edges of New Delhi to mark the 100th day of protests against agricultural laws that they say will devastate their income. Farmers stood on tractors and waved colorful flags Saturday while their leaders chanted slogans via a loudspeaker atop a makeshift stage. Thousands of them have hunkered down outside New Delhi's border since last November to voice their anger against three laws passed by Parliament last year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government says the laws are necessary to modernize agriculture. The farmers say they will leave them poorer and at the mercy of big corporations. Egypt's president visited Sudan on Saturday, his first visit to the country since a popular uprising led to the military's overthrow of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir in 2019. Egypt's presidency said that President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi discussed with Sudanese officials an array of issues, including economic and military ties and the two nations' dispute with Ethiopia over a massive dam it is building on the Blue Nile. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga visited various places in Fukushima on Saturday ahead of the 10th anniversary of the Tohoku earthquake and tsunami. The quake and tsunami left more than 18,000 people dead and destroyed many houses and businesses. The meltdown at the Fukushima plant sent more than 160,000 people fleeing the region. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.